Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And we are going in the same direction this morning. Our topic is being led by the Holy Spirit. Being led by the Spirit of God. Let us read Romans 8:14. That is our text. Romans 8, verse 14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. And thank God, by God's grace, we are all children of God. And congratulations, anyone that is here today that you have not known Christ, you have not given your life to Christ, one day or the other. Today, God will enable you to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because living this life without Jesus, we are missing a lot. With Jesus, we have all things. Without him, we don't have anything. Even the people that are in the world that they think they are enjoying, they are not enjoying. But when they come to Jesus, they will enjoy full more than they are enjoying, because there is enjoyment in the Lord Jesus Christ, my brothers and my sisters. So being led by the Holy Spirit, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And they are the children of God. Some versions say sons of God. Some says children of God. So being led, what does it mean? If you are saying you are being led, you know you have sheep. The sheep, they have shepherds. The sheep, they have people that, the sheep has the shepherd that leads the sheep to the pasture. And we as parents, we lead our children. Because when they come out from the womb, do you think they can feed themselves? The mother has to be able to take care of the baby. You see our nursing mother, they are sitting down at the back there. God bless all of you. So now we lead our children to go the right path. Thank God for all our panelists this morning. They spoke a lot by the help of the Holy Spirit, because we cannot do anything by our own strength. Let me tell you, even with me now, as I'm in the front, God is ministering to me. He's talking to me too. I'm learning. Because as God prepares us each day, if we allow him, we'll get there to that stage. We will be led by the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is a promise that God promised us, is a promise gift. When we go to the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8, he said, but you shall receive power, each of us, you will receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon us, and we will be witnesses for him anywhere we are, anywhere we go. In our house, in our jobs, as we are walking, as we are driving. But there are some conditions that we have to fulfill. We have to fulfill our own path so that we can be led by the Holy Spirit. Now, being led means following the will of another. As our children, as we lead our children, they will listen to our instruction. That means God is helping us to lead them. And then also, a child is led by his father or his parent or his mother. So also in the beginning, the Spirit of God was in existence, as the Spirit of God is now. The Spirit of God, when we go to the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1b, it says there, and the Spirit of God was hovering, that is going all over the face of the waters. That means that, you see, does God make the firmament? That is verse 7, 1b. Don't worry, I got it here. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. AMPC says, the Spirit of God was moving, brooding over the face of the water. So that means the Spirit of God has been in existence. Even when God created us, he said, let us. That is, God is there. The Son is there, even though it's not being witnessed physically, you know, like in a, that when we come to the book of New Testament. But the Spirit of God was there, and the Spirit of God is now, and the Spirit of God will be, because our God is the same yesterday. He's the same God today, and he's the same God forever. So that's the reason why, my brothers and my sister, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. Sometimes, I will get to that, because God gave me a message for us this morning, because I was praying on Monday. God said, some of us, we think it's the Holy Spirit that is leading us, but sometimes it's our own flesh that is talking to us, and we think it's the Spirit of God talking to us. So that's why when we are being led by the Spirit of God, we have to make sure that we understand and we are sensitive that, oh, this is the Spirit of God talking to me. Because anything that the Spirit of God will talk to us will be in line with the Word of God. Because God is not an author of confusion. He cannot lead us in what is not in His will. Anything the Spirit of God will lead us to do will always be in the Word of God. Anything outside there is from the flesh. So we have to make sure that when the Spirit of God, we are being led by the Spirit of God, we are more sensitive and make sure that we allow ourselves, we yield ourselves, because the Spirit of God cannot force us. He can't force us to do anything. We have to be willing and we have to allow the Spirit of God to lead us. So what does it mean to be led by the Spirit of God? To follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to follow the guidance of the Spirit of God, to be submissive to His will, making His desire number one purpose in our lives, making the desire of the Spirit of God number one purpose in our life. So my brothers and my sisters, as children of God and believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, the leadership of the Holy Spirit is essential for us. We have to put our own plans aside. What plan do we have? The one that created us is the one that knows the plan and purpose of our lives. Is the one that knows the best thing that we have to do. Is the one that knows the best job that is good for us. Is the one that knows, my fellow youth, is the one that knows what kind of course of study to do in the college. You can't choose it by your own strength. You can't choose it by your own power. You know, when I first came to this country, everybody was saying, oh, go and do nursing. There is so money there. Me too, because I want to move in line with the flesh. I said, oh, let me go and do it. And I got all the plans, trying to send for my transcript in Nigeria. But I was doing some training, and I said, God, is this what you want for me? Or am I following the direction of the word? Am I going through your leading? Am I asking you, what is the best thing for me to do? And that same time, God told me, you know what? You don't have interest. Go on my route. We have to listen to the Holy Spirit. And that's how I left it off. And I'm happy today because I allow God to lead me in the right direction. Same way, we have to allow God to lead us in anything we are doing in life. Don't think, oh, because I'm going there, I'm going to ShopRite over there. I'm a lover of ShopRite. I shop at ShopRite a lot. When we got here, I had to look for where ShopRite is, right behind us here, very close here. So we are going to ShopRite. You are saying, oh, I'm going to ShopRite. And you don't commit your way unto God. I'm just going, it's just at the back there. I will just drive there or walk down there. You have to commit every moment, every minute of our lives to God and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. Even if you are going to the parking lot there, God, I am going there. Let your will be done. Lead me in the right direction. Anywhere we are going, don't think you are, oh, it's too spiritual. You have to commit everything to God. Yes, 100% yes. You have to commit our ways to God and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us in everything that we are doing. Everything. Even this morning, I said, God, even though you have assisted me to prepare whatever, I said, God, let your will be done. Not my will. Even if you don't want me to speak any of this, anything that you want to do, let your will be done. And I know the will of God is being accomplished because I know the presence of God is all over here. And He's going to move. That's one of the messages He gave me on Monday. He's going to move like the day of Pentecost. Like it was in the day of Pentecost. And the Holy Spirit, even though you have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but God is going to give us a new fresh unction this morning by the grace of God. That is His move. So we don't have plan. Don't have agenda. Thank God for the workers meeting yesterday. We have to allow God to lead us and reveal His vision to us. Let's allow Him to give us a vision. He has a vision for each and every one of us. Parents, don't force your children to go and do this. This is what you have to do. Allow God to lead them to do the right course of study. Allow God to lead you on whom to marry. I told God, you have allowed me to prepare this, but I am here. I surrender myself to you. Anything you want to say, just say it through me. So don't go according, because we are not ruled by what we have in the paper. But we are ruled by the Holy Spirit, by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the one that knows the heart of God. He's the one that knows what God wants to do at this particular moment. He's the one that knows what God will do at 4 p.m. today. He's the one that knows what God will do tomorrow. So why can't we yield ourselves to the leading of the Holy Spirit? Why are we allowing ourselves to live in our own human understanding? Our own human understanding cannot take us nowhere. It cannot take us nowhere. But when we allow the Spirit of God to lead us, we will see how great accomplishment we can make in life. But when we are saying, oh, this is what they wrote on paper, let me follow what is the rule and regulation. God has a rule and regulation for us as his children. All we need to do is to allow him and go to him, humbly go to him and allow him to move in our lives. So who are the people that are led by the Spirit of God, the children of God, as we read in that Romans 8:14? As children of God, we are led by the Spirit of God because we surrender our life to his lordship. We have surrendered our life to the Lord Jesus Christ. He has saved us by his grace, not by our own power. It's because of his grace, because he loves us with that unconditional love. That's how he saved us. So he wants us to, as we surrender our lives to him, he has given us the Holy Spirit as a promise gift that will give us the empowerment, that will give us the ability, that will give us all what we need to do his will. And what we have to do is to surrender everything to him, to allow him to move in our lives. So to be led by the Holy Spirit, we must be united with the Father. We must be united with the Son, and we must be united with the Holy Spirit. Because without us having unity, me having divine communion, having that fellowship, having that communion, that constant communion with the Holy Spirit, we will not, because the Father sent the Son, and the Son came, he gave himself to us. Thank God he's risen, and we have also risen with him in newness of life. And he gave us the Holy Spirit that will be our helper, that will be our guide, that will teach us into all truth, that will be able to give us instruction of this is what the Father wants you to do as his children. So to be led by the Holy Spirit, brethren, we must develop a personal relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And also we have to have a direct communion and direct fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the Father promised us that gift. So also he wants us to allow him to lead us in all that we do. So brethren, if we consistently fellowship with the Holy Spirit at all times, then we'll be sensitive to his leading and always ready to follow whatever instruction he gives us. He's always talking to us. He's a still, gentle voice. He will tell us what we have to do. And he doesn't force us, and he doesn't struggle with us. He's a very gentle spirit. That's the Spirit of God. So we have to recognize that spirit. When we recognize that, oh, this gentle voice is telling you, make sure you go and apologize. Even though if that person is the one that is at fault, go and apologize. Each time we have to just say, you know, God, I surrender to you. Not my will, not my plan. Just have your way. So if God is giving us instruction through the leading of the Holy Spirit, go and say sorry. Don't think that, oh, he or she is the one that is supposed to come and tell me sorry. Why will I go and tell him sorry? Don't you see the way that he just humiliated me in front of everybody there? But God is leading us through the leading of the Holy Spirit. Go and say sorry. What does it cost us to say sorry? If Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross and he said to those people that nailed him to the cross, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. So why are we, his creature, telling him now, I can't say sorry? Sometimes pride makes us not to accept and be obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit. We have to take off our pride. I've been there, so proud. But pride leads to destruction. It doesn't count to nothing. As we surrender all to the Lord Jesus Christ, we nail our old life. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Those old life, prideful life, pleasures of life, everything that is written in Galatians, all the works of the flesh, we have nailed it to the cross. So now we should allow the Holy Spirit to lead our lives. Let him lead and we follow. Because we cannot be saying we are going to be the leader. For example, now we have each ministry here and you have leaders. You have your ministerial overseer. You can't just say, oh, this is my ministry. I am the assistant HOM. I can do this. You have to follow whatever God is leading, your leader. So the person that God has put as the leadership of that ministry. At least, even if you have anything that God drops in your heart as you are praying, you will take it to God and allow God to lead and direct you in the right direction and in the right aspect to take it to your leader. So my brothers and my sisters, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us in every aspect of our lives, because we don't have the ability to live this life by our own strength. It's only God that can help us to live in his will. And how he will help us is to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us in every aspect of what we are going to do. So number two, to be led by the Holy Spirit, we must allow and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. So my brothers and my sisters, we must allow the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and through the right path each day. John 16, 13 to 14, please. Okay, John 16, 13 to 14. He writes thus, for if you live according to the flesh, I just started reading. Okay, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. We are reading together. He will guide you and I, into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Only the Holy Spirit can tell us things to come. Thank God for our sister that God revealed, God gave her a revelation. He gave her an instruction. That's why, my brothers and my sisters, anything that the Holy Spirit leads our leaders to tell us, please, let's take yield and be obedient to it. It is very, very important. Don't let us put it aside. Let's take it very important, because God has a reason that he brought that message. So all we need to do is to allow and follow whatever instruction that the Holy Spirit gives us. So we do not know what to do each day, so we must commit our ways to God and he will guide us. He said he will guide us. And 14 said, he will glorify me, for he will take off what is mine and declare it to us. He will take the message from God and he will declare that message to us. He will tell us the right thing. He will tell us the right way. He will tell us the right path to go, because only God, he says, is the Lord that knows the way to the wilderness. All we have to do is to follow. All we have to do is to allow him to lead us and to follow whatever instruction that we are being given. Matthew 4:1. Jesus Christ was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tended by the devil. And Jesus Christ allowed and followed the guidance and leading of the Spirit of God. And he had victory over that temptation. He had victory because he relied on the Father. He relied on the Spirit of God that always lived in our Lord Jesus Christ. So we must allow the Holy Spirit to reveal God's vision, his plan, his purpose for our lives to us. And as he reveals it to us, we have to allow God and then follow that instruction. We have to follow that instruction because we don't have anything to live this life in a successful life and to live the will of God upon our life. Only God knows what is his will for us, and we have to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. Galatians 5:16 NLT, it reads thus, don't worry, I'll read it from here. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Our nature, it craves a lot. It tells us a lot of things. But the Bible says we have to put every imagination, every thought, whatever it is that comes up from this, our flesh, like a crave, like cravings, we have to put it in subjection to the Holy Spirit. We cannot allow our flesh to rule us. Your flesh will tell us a lot of things, but we have to allow the Holy Spirit to always take preeminence of whatever it is that we are doing. We have to allow him. So we have to allow and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Number three, we have to be willing and be obedient to whatever the Holy Spirit is leading us. So we have to make sure that we are always willing. We have an open heart to receive and be obedient to whatever the Holy Spirit is leading us to do. For example, the illustration that I gave us, if the Holy Spirit is, you know, like telling us, go and say sorry. Just allow yourself, because God is our maker. We don't bring ourselves to this world. He brought us here, and he's the one that gave us life. And he said that life that he has given unto us, he wants us to enjoy that life abundantly. He has a lot of wonderful things in store for us. But those parts that we have to play, we have to be willing and be obedient. So, brethren, Isaiah 55, 8 to 9, he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways. Okay, thank you. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. They are far beyond anything we can imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the heart, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So our thought, what God has for us is more higher, is a different thing. And what we need to do is go to God. God, what do you want me to do in this, in this, in this? How do you want me to go about it? He will definitely give us an instruction. Because he said, when we seek him, we are going to find him. He said, when we knock, that is when you ask, he's going to give it to us. So we have to have that yielding heart, and then have a willing and obedient heart to listen to whatever the Holy Spirit is leading us to do. So even if that thing doesn't make any sense, and it's so unusual, we must be willing and obedient to the leading and prompting of the Holy Spirit. For example, you see Peter. When Peter received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and when Peter got saved, when his life was changed from that life that he used to live, he allowed the Holy Spirit, and is always willing and obedient to the instruction of the Holy Spirit. Also, see Paul and Silas. Does that make sense? Two people that are kept in prison, and they were singing and praying and praising God. Do you think it makes sense? Somebody was put in prison. When people are in prison, they are looking for a way to come out from that prison, because they are just in there. They are not free to do whatever they have to do. But in the prison, Paul and Silas, even though they kept them in the prison, and they were praying and praising God, and see what happened. So sometimes what the Holy Spirit is leading us, it may not make sense. It may be so unusual. But all we need to do is to be willing and be obedient. Just take it like a zombie. You know, a zombie, you just follow. All we need to do is be willing and obey the leading of the Holy Spirit at all times. Not just 5 days a week, 24 hours, 7 days. We have to be willing and obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Number four of to be led by the Holy Spirit, what we must do. Give attention to the guidance, teachings, and leading of the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 4, 20 to 27. We have to give attention to the word of God. He said, my son, my children, give attention to my word. Incline your ear to my saying. Whatever it is that the Holy Spirit is leading us, let us give attention to that. Do not let them depart from your eyes, the word of God, because God will always lead us through the power of the Holy Spirit, through his word. We should not let that word depart from our mouth. We should not let whatever the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will use the word of God to talk to us. So we have to make sure that we give attention to whatever is guiding us. See, few years ago, I got, you know, when you get to the stage of whom to marry, I started praying. After my husband came to me, I started praying. Honestly, the first time I went to God in prayer, God gave me his plan. God instructed me, this is what I have for you. But then I gave God, questioning God, why? Sometimes we ask God why, but we can't get an answer. Because whatever you want for us, that's what he said, this is my will for you. Only if you want to take it. And I kept quiet. And humbly, I say, God, you are my maker. I don't have no agenda, no plan. And thank God, I give attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And I'm enjoying that sweetness now. I'm enjoying that blessing. See the blessing. I look at my children. I look at my husband. I just give glory to God. I say, God, I thank you that I yielded to you. So all of you, you are looking to God of whom to marry. Please and please, don't have your agenda. Don't say, I want that person to be so slim, to be so light in complexion. What does he have to do for you? That's your agenda. You may get it and don't enjoy it. Why can't you say, God, whatever is your will, I am willing and ready. I will accept it. Let that be your focus. Don't look at, oh, he's wearing the pant is too short. Oh, his tie is too high. What does that have to do? Those are flimsy excuses. Those are unnecessary. God is the one that knows the right person. Don't begin to take your agenda. Give your life. You have surrendered your life to him. Why can't you allow him to take absolute control? Why can't you allow him to direct you up where you will get your green pasture? Like, I'm enjoying my green pasture now. So you have to, if you give attention, so my brothers and sisters that you are still waiting on God, just make sure you give your total self. Allow him to lead you and accept whatever he's going to give you through the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's when you enjoy it. That's when you are so peaceful. And you will see my daddy. He said, when doctor says there is no way, they are not our maker. They are not our creator. They don't bring us to this world. God has a plan and God has a set time for everything in our lives. So even though he can use the doctors, but we have to make sure that we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us and listen, because God does not create any barrenness. There is no barrenness with God. Everyone that he created is to be fruitful. He said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the heart. So that's the plan and purpose of God for us. Anything that is outside of that is not God's will for us. So that's where we have to take our stand and allow the Holy Spirit to continue to make us to stand in his will and his word. Praise the Lord. So we must give attention to the word of God. We must allow him to lead us. And we have to always be obedient to whatever he tells us. Allow him to lead you. Be obedient to whatever is leading you. Don't say, oh, I know best. I can only tell you illustration about myself. Very recently, I went to, when you have all this insurance, they will tell you, use it, use it. So I went to the high doctor. And they gave me glasses for reading, but I don't want to use it because I trust God that God is able to give me clarity. So now I went again. They gave me the glasses. I don't use it. It's almost not good anymore. So I went back. So when I went back, and when you go back, they will take picture of everything. So they took the picture of my eyes. So now when I feel, they asked me to go to the room and talk to somebody. So I went to the lady and she started talking and talking. I was just looking at her. She said, I have to come back. That something in my eyes. So honestly, I said, okay. I scheduled the appointment. So when I went back, he mentioned one name. But I said, God, that is not your portion for me. You didn't tell me that this is not in your plan for me. Because you say you have taken away anything that is not good, because everything you created in me is good. So I humbly scheduled the appointment and I went back. But before I went back, I started praying about that. I said, God, this is the name, but it's not for me. She said it, but it's not for me. It's not in your book. It's not in your plan for me. So I went back a few weeks ago. I went back. So I said, God, just let your will be done. Direct me on everything that has to go with this appointment. I said, this thing is not my portion. How you are going to take care of this? But God, just let your will be done. So I went, I sat down there, they called me in, and they do all the eyes. They asked you to put your eyes in a lot of stuff, open your eyes. So they did everything. So now I went back to the same lady. So when I went in, she asked me to sit down. So I sat down. I said, God, I don't want my flesh to speak to this lady. I want you to just, how you are going to do it, I don't know. But through your leading, just take preeminence. I went into the room. Then she started saying, she brought the paper back. And something in me, see, it's good for us to allow the Holy Spirit to guide us. I asked her, I said, that name you told me the last time, how did it come about? Did you see anything on the picture that you took in regards to that? She said, no, but something in my... You medical, if you are, maybe you are a high doctor, yeah, I don't know. She told me, she said, something in my inner eyes is wide, and then maybe later, maybe in like 10, 15 years, that thing can come up, and that is the reason why they have to make sure that I come often, and they start taking picture of my eyes. I look at her, I said, did you say you didn't see anything? So there is nothing in that picture that says the name you called? She said, no, but because to guide against it. I said, excuse me. I said, either now or later. It is not my, I don't have it. I said, I don't have it. She started looking at me. She was looking at me because I was speaking confidently with no fear. She said, but why are you speaking like this? I said, because I don't have it. I said, the God that I serve, he doesn't give it to me. I'm perfect. Then she started looking at me. She said, you have to come back in the next few months, but if you decide not to come, it's your choice. I said, thank you. And then for now, I'm not scheduling any appointments. So you have to allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. Because I told myself, I said, but why did I even ask? I said, but why am I going there? There's nothing wrong with my eyes. I can read by God's grace, and I will continue to be able to read by God's grace. So now you see, don't do the same thing because God led me to do that. Because our level of faith is very, very important. If you know that your level of faith and you are not being led by the Holy Spirit to do that, please make sure you do what the Holy Spirit leads you to do. So each individual is different. So if you know that by the leading of the Holy Spirit, you have received your healing. Continue to stand on that healing. Continue to take your stand on that healing. You see, I can only talk of, by the grace of God, what happens to me. You see, like few weeks ago, I just noticed that my body is just itchy. I say, is it the weather? Then I ask God, I say, God, this is not my portion. How can I be so itchy? And it's towards evening time. I say, but no. You say you have taken away my infirmity, my sickness, and my disease. By his stripes I have been made whole. Each time the thing will ask me, you better go to and see the dermatologist. You better go and do this. And it will give me big names. Big names. You say the devil is so honest, he doesn't rest. And we too, that's why we don't have to rest. You have to continue to take your stand in the word of God and say what God says about you. Let the Holy Spirit guide you to say, by his stripes I am healed. No matter what pain, just continue. If the Holy Spirit is leading you to continue to take your stand in that word. Thank you, Daddy. You see, you stood on the word of God and God healed you. So that healing, as it was then, is doing his healing now, and he will continue to perfect his healing upon our. He healed us already. All we have to do is to just embrace that healing. God, I thank you because he said you are healed. It's a past tense. You have been healed. So he has healed us. So number 5, recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit and completely surrender to his leading. We have to recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and we have to completely surrender to the leading of the Holy Spirit. We have to, because there is nothing else that can lead us in this life to navigate our life through the power of God and through the presence of God and for his will to continue to come to manifestations in our lives. Praise the Lord. Amen. So now we are going to read Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. Acts 2. I will look for it here too if you are not. Okay. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place, as we are in this sanctuary now. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames of or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them, which I know God is doing right now. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them the ability. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us the ability. Whatever he gives us the ability, just say it. It's not something that you can form by yourself. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us the utterance. And at that time, there was a devout Jew from every nation living in Jerusalem. You can continue to verse 6. When they heard the loud noise, you see other people that they don't understand what was going on. When they heard the light, everyone came running and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. You know, when the Holy Spirit gives us that utterance that we are saying that tongues, we don't know, we are saying whatever the Holy Spirit is giving us. And as they were doing it then, people were saying, well, why are they speaking in this language? You see, that's why God gave us different languages. He gave us, we have Ghanaians there, we have Haiti, we have Guyana, we have Jamaica, we have Nigeria, and in Nigeria you have different, you have Hausa, you have Igbo, you have Yoruba, you have Isekiri, you have a lot of different, and this, the manifestation of those languages came forth because everybody was speaking whatever the Holy Spirit gives them. So by the grace of God, that's what we are going to go and do now, because God is here. God is here. See, even before we are here, he's already here. And he's going to give us new, you know, like a new outpouring of the fresh unction of that Holy Spirit this morning. You see, we have to follow the agenda of God. We have to be led by the Holy Spirit. It is not about what is in the paper. It is about what does God want us to do. That's what it is. You see, that's one of the things that God told me on Monday. That I was telling our house, I said, but what? God, what are we going to do the day of Pentecost? He said, times and season belongs to me. A time to plant, a time to reap. Times and season, he said, it belongs to you. So that message for last Sunday is just geared towards that. When we are here, let us know that you cannot ask God. We are going to finish by 1. What if God wants us to finish by 4? Who are we? So let's just yield ourselves to the leading of the Holy Spirit, because he's the one that knows what he wants to do. He can do whatever he wants to do in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes. He's the one that knows his own agenda for us. So we have to follow his leading. So can we all rise up? We have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. God is going to pour out that spirit upon us. Please, I need somebody to come. You can, anybody that can sing, just sing a worship song. Because the Holy Spirit, God is outpouring it afresh on us this morning.